anywhere, anytime. This is the key challenge of label printing today. And this is why cloud printing is becoming a bigger and bigger opportunity. And we are going to be addressing this today. I'm here with Anna Müller, Regional Sales Manager, and Paul Vogt, VP of Channel and Alliances at Loftware. So my first question is, Loftware, nice label, Loftware, you know? That's quite confusing for many people in the market, right?
Yes. Well, we are still both. We have merged last year the brands Loftware and Nice Label combined. We still have the Nice Label product range. We still have the Loftware product range, but the common name that we use, that we go by now, is Loftware.
Okay. I think that's clear to me now, Anna. So cloud printing, why cloud printing?
Well, because the necessity of the market shift drastically during the last couple of years, and also because there is not a lot of companies that are still doing things the same way that they used to for the last 20 years. Especially there are very few companies left that are designing and labeling at the same place, that are not labeling outside the company in warehouses, or they need supply chain logistics that is outside of the company. So,
okay. All right. Hey, Paul, you've been in the industry for a number of years, right? You've seen it all.
So I
cloud printing,
have, yes.
Probably, you know, if we are back like 20 years ago, you know, talking about cloud printing was a kind of fantasy. Yeah. But you've seen all the progression, right?
Yeah, absolutely right. So if you go back 20 years, at that point, it was all moving from TwinAx and coax to Ethernet. Then it became Wi-Fi, and now it's gone to cloud. And all of these progressions have increased productivity and reduced cost. And this is just the same thing. The beauty of the cloud for me is it's all about sharing and collaboration and remote working, exactly what we all want to do, what we need to do in today's world.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think this is one of the key elements. You know, when we started with the first systems of label printing, you know, like years ago, it was only about designing the label,
exactly.
Print,
yeah.
And go.
Exactly.
And today, every time we are talking to companies in the industry, we are finding that it's much more about document management.
Yeah.
So I think it's very difficult for many people also to understand what is the evolution between the label printing and the document management. Can you tell me something about
that? Yeah, you're exactly right. This is the place where we come from. This is how it used to be. You know, all of the clients, all of the customers have been really focused on just putting the label, printing the label, and put it in on the product. Yeah. And everything that was behind this, all of the processes of approval processes, and also how to have the agility, the collaboration between departments, that wasn't the topic of conversations. So now we have been seeing this push toward this tendency towards digitalization for years now. And recently also with the cloud, but there are still a lot of legacy solutions on the market. So
I agree, Anna. I think that the key thing that drives a lot of business for the reseller in today's world is the fact that companies have been printing barcodes for 30 years, typically printing in point solutions, you know, buying a label designer with a couple of printers here and another label designer with a couple of printers there. Now they're looking to unify, modernize, standardize.
And a lot of time when a company was growing, they would start with a small solution. And an IT guy would do something, would customize something, the label designer to a specific printer brand. Yeah. And they started growing. They used to patch different systems together. So in one company, they would have parallel systems in place for different production lines, various ways to connect with different databases, all kinds of solution. At the end, we cannot say that it doesn't work. The label is always printed in the end.
Yeah.
It's just the effort and time that's taken into printing the label that can drastically reduce time and costs.
Yeah, because that's what it's all about, right? It's about elimination of barriers, elimination
of errors.
I think that's that's a critical thing. Mm-hmm. But as I said at the beginning, it's also the fact that you can now print anywhere, anytime. You can control the printing in a much more well-managed action, and you can probably decide or take some decisions that probably 20 years ago you were not able to do.
Exactly.
And all these should become a kind of efficiency tool that every company should be adopting.
Exactly, because labeling at the end is a crucial part of the business. It's in the end, so a lot of companies are focusing. It's the final
step in the process.
Yeah, but this is a crucial step
in
the whole process.
Mm-hmm. Without the barcode, the supply chain will fail.
Yeah.
And I think resellers have a great opportunity at this time when there are so many challenges out there to ask that additional question about the other solution for labeling or another printing application in the supply chain. Because our solution can actually cover the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not just the supply chain, it's also the product. You know, the product can be completely fine, but if it's mislabeled, what it's not going to go on the shelves.
No, that's
the competitor
correct.
Product is going to go on the shelf.
Absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And not only the shelves, because I think this is really affecting any single industry.
Exactly.
Where a label or, let's say, or a piece of paper stacked, you know, or stamped in a product can go.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good point, Anna. Globally speaking, we are talking about many solutions within the digitalization of the company. Mm-hmm. And I think, as you said, Paul, this is really one of the critical parts that maybe some of our partners, you know, are not really looking at, you know, at least with the level of, let's say, interest that we think they should be doing.
Exactly. Right? Mm-hmm. Exactly. Correct. This is still the question that we mentioned, that a lot of partners are still concentrated just on the designing and printing part.
Mm-hmm. Correct. When we talk about the supply chain, one of the key words, you know, that people is addressing is really the agility, you know, and of course, having an agile supply chain. Hey, today, more than ever, right?
More than ever,
it's a critical step, you know? Mm-hmm. What do you think of that? How are you, let's say, supporting? What kind of troubles are you finding that maybe, you know, you could be helping to solve?
I mean, of course, there are things that we can influence. For example, how to make the labeling process more agile. Some things are out of the reach of us. For example, the lack of semiconductors. There's nothing that a single company can do about that. But they can. What they can do is they can rethink how the labeling that is crucial for the business can help them to get the product on the market faster.
Yeah.
And just a simple example of how we can step in to help. For example, a lot of companies have a headquarter in Europe, but they receive goods or
supplies, whatever,
from countries outside of Europe. And a lot of times they are sent with their proper label. So when they receive it, they need to relabel it.
Yeah.
And this is something that can be addressed and fixed really, really simply. And it can take hours and hours of work and get the product to the market.
And I think you also addressed before something which is critical in that process, you know, which is you can reduce enormously the number of errors in that process.
Exactly, exactly.
Because otherwise you need to have one person there to relabel every single thing. A person.
Sometimes it's more people.
Correct. Or 10 people, you know, in another country with another language. And of course, that's something very, very critical. Mm-hmm. Right, Paul?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And I like to use the analogy, look back and look forward. So for the reseller, you're talking to a customer. I always think it's good to look back down the supply chain because the reseller can offer a solution that can be provided to suppliers. So the reseller isn't only just selling a solution for this customer, but also all the suppliers to this customer to ensure elimination of error, as you say. And then looking forward, there's so many more technologies that are available through the same system. So you put in a cloud labeling system, you can not only go back to the suppliers, but also look forward to adding mobile technology, RFID technology, covering additional printers, so much more that the VAR can sell.
That's right. I'm wondering, you know, I mean, in this conversation, you know, how is people reacting when you mention cloud printing, you know? Because if you are talking to big companies, mm-hmm. of course, I understand they can get a concept, you know?
Well, but not always.
Yeah. Yeah. So people react like you, smiling. Like,
it really depends. I mean, we see a big, big focus on the cloud in general.
Yeah.
We especially in the last 2 years, we are seeing the tendency that people are more open to adopting the cloud, but still it depends a lot from the market. It depends from the company. And actually what we see is that smaller and mid-sized companies are adopting cloud at a faster pace than big companies, which is really interesting because this is the kind of software that before it was only available to enterprise clients.
Yeah,
but now it's available to everybody and it's pay as you go. So there's very little initial costs.
It's an easy adoption.
Yeah.
It's an easy adoption. I think that's a key message, I would say. You know, it's not, you know, I think sometimes people get scared of adopting certain technologies.
Exactly.
Till the moment that they see it working, they see it maybe in the neighbor and then they see, hey, if he can do that, I can also do that. And as a consequence of that, you can be more efficient, more agile, and so you can profit this business opportunity, right?
We found it so interesting that, absolutely right, that adoption of new technology is alarming, it's expensive, and you make mistakes. Projects always take a long time, not with cloud. It's been quite a revolutionary technology in that you can adopt it in a small way and scale up, scale up, scale up. Great for the end user and wonderful for the reseller. Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that we have any cases of a client adopting cloud and then going to the on-premise license. I don't remember of any such case
in
the company.
There is no back.
Exactly.
That's a very good point.
Yeah. And especially with smaller companies that don't have a big IT department or they don't have an IT department at all, it's they actually gain an IT resource because the partner can be, the VAR can be connected to the cloud at any time. They can solve any problems remotely. So
you always talk also about a concept which is quite attractive to me. You talk about customer face labeling. You know,
yes.
What do you mean by that?
Nowadays, a lot of labels need to be adjusted for the end users.
Yeah.
So a lot of labels have to be approved by the end users. And companies that are doing that, they have a very big database of end users. Mm-hmm. So this process also needs to be agile. So if you have a process when the marketing, for example, the marketing department sends a PDF of a label to 20 different clients, in an email, then they mark it when the client marks where the difference, sends it back in a PDF.
Yeah.
Imagine the length of the process. But if you have an agile system that really allows you to make approvals, to include the customer in the approval process, it takes 2 minutes to approve a label by a customer. So it's really another aspect of having a more agile supply chain.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And also another thing to add, so actually when it comes to e-commerce, the labeling plays a big part. And what we have seen during the COVID pandemic is that with the rise of e-commerce, of course, that the labeling experience in e-commerce, the way the goods are labeled, that plays a huge role in the user experience.
That's a very good point because, I mean, e-commerce is one of those areas that we in our mind, see the less interaction, you know, in the printing area, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But in fact, there is a huge impact on the e-commerce. And I think this is also one of the biggest advantages of cloud printing, that everyone who wants to go into the e-commerce, who wants to sell online, you know, can probably benefit from this opportunity because it's going to be much more efficient.
Exactly.
But talking about e-commerce, Paul, can you tell me what is the key word? What is the key impact of cloud printing into the e-commerce, please?
You want one word, Packer?
You can have two if you want.
My word, I think, would be scale. The reason for me using the word scale is that VARs can talk to every company through the supply chain about their e-commerce solution, because they all have to have an e-commerce offering. And an e-commerce offering requires good labeling, good mobile computing solutions, good scanning solutions, ideal for the VAR to talk about. And what we found is that even the smallest company can benefit from a cloud labeling solution, which powers e-commerce.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was more than one word, but I think your first one word was fantastic. I think that's scaling. It's really important, Paul. Hey, Anna, labeling unifies coding and marking, you know, and this is a fantastic thing for the end user, for the customer, but it's also a very good opportunity, you know?
Yeah, because we've talked about legacy labeling system, yeah. And when it comes to coding and marking, this is especially part of legacy, because this has been a very closed loop until recently, because the coding and marking that has been done on water bottles, on wood, on whatever kind of materials, yeah, that was traditionally done separately, yeah, from product labeling. So it was a system, it was a separated system. Also, again, the focus was on the designing. Here it's not the labeling, it's like lot number, expiration date that is marked on the material. And normally each company would use the software that would come with the printer. I mean, this is, the solution is quite basic. You don't need a lot of information, but it was treated as a separate solution. So what we are now doing is we are unifying this into the one single platform with that allows to control the thermal printers or the coding and direct marking printers.
So that's a real opportunity for the market, right, Paul?
Absolutely. I was going to say exactly that, Paco. Thank you for reading my mind again. Because I think it's fantastic.
Opportunity.
I keep saying to VARs, don't just go in to sell one printer and some software. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look around, because there's always another printer. And coding and marking is exactly that. It's often, as Anna said, it's often been out of scope for a lot of resellers to sell software that covers coding and marking.
Yeah.
Now it's available.
Yeah, a lot of VARs would only focus on one solution. Yeah. They would either sell the coding printers or direct inkjet printers, yeah, or they would sell standardized printers to be used in the production. So what we always want the VARs to do is to ask questions. We always recommend a kind of a consultative sales approach.
Correct.
Ask questions, talk to more departments, because every department in the company will have its own view of the labeling and the problems that the labeling can cause. So the IT guy, the head of IT, yeah, will look at labeling differently than somebody from quality assurance or a production manager. So ask questions, talk, get the bigger picture, and then we can also advise on the best practice approach.
I've got a question for you. In the last 2 years, we all have experienced this COVID situation, which has changed our lives, but also has changed some markets. We are seeing, especially from the printing point of view, we are also seeing how this has impacted, for example, the food delivery. We have made some podcasts also about food delivery and how the COVID is impacting. We have seen absolutely the change into the healthcare business, you know. How is cloud printing interacting with this situation, Paul? Paul, that was a question for you.
So, yeah, really interesting. You pick up on several things there. I mean, within healthcare, we've seen how Workday and other cloud-based business systems have been adopted, even in healthcare. In government healthcare or private healthcare, it's the same thing. And Workday brings with it the capability to print labels through our cloud-based solution. Hospitals seem to love it, because if you think about a hospital, it's like a label city. literally there are printers and mobile computers and scanners everywhere.
Yeah.
And so actually cloud-based labeling can be very attractive.
Yeah, I always mention this in other podcasts, you know, but I sometimes have a feeling that the people who's making the technology is not accurately thinking in the people who's going to be using that technology. In healthcare is one of those business mm-hmm. where there is a lot of technology available, but the mm-hmm. users are the doctors, the users are the nurses, yep. and sometimes they have really trouble to use the technology.
Mm-hmm. So it, of course, it's gotta be kept really simple.
Yeah, absolutely, and that was my point.
Yeah,
I mean, that's another benefit of these cloud-based systems, because mm-hmm. they assume a simple, easy to use user interface.
Yeah. And also it's based on roles. So you can determine the roles in the company very easily.
Yeah.
You can determine who is going to be the print operator, who is going to design the labels, how the approval workflow will go, all this in a matter of clicks. So it's really easy to do because we always want to make sure that for example, the print operator, that they only sees the printing interface, yeah. that they don't print directly from a designer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey Anna, I have a question also for you. When you are talking to customers about mm-hmm. cloud printing, you know, and mm-hmm. we are mentioning areas which are evolving very yes. rapidly, mm-hmm. like food delivery, like healthcare, you know,
yep.
where do you see the biggest opportunity is? Where do you see the people, in what industry, the people, when I say the people, I mean the end users mm-hmm. and of course yes. our customers, you know?
Yep.
Where do you see they are more open to adopt this technology faster? Is there any area where you think, hey, here?
Yeah, actually, that's really interesting because it's everywhere. Actually,
anywhere.
Yes, exactly. Every single company that has more than one user designing yeah. labels or is printing in more than one location can benefit from the cloud. So it's small shops that have a shop in a warehouse somewhere, or it's a lot of times we talk about global companies
yeah.
that are, of course, adopting the cloud together with their ERP systems. But yes, this is anywhere
anytime,
exactly.
But is there any, I mean, because I understand the difficulty, you know, it's yep. exactly the same. It doesn't matter what industry you are in, right?
Exactly,
so
yeah.
we are talking mm-hmm. about the same process, the same yep. barriers. If you're talking about implementing of cloud printing in healthcare or implementing yep. cloud printing in mm-hmm. in food delivery or whatever, or in
yep.
a magazine. Mm-hmm. But from the geographical point of view, Paul, what do you think? I mean, is there a big difference in the behavior from the customers about this if you're talking to a German or you're talking to an Italian, for example, customer?
Mm-hmm. You're trying to get me to racially stereotype. No, okay. So certainly it's true that in some industries, some environments, they are simply more adept at taking on new technology. And certainly in some technology areas in the US, we have seen a quicker adoption of cloud. But it's coming into Europe very quickly. In the UK, in the Netherlands, in the Nordics first, and then it's probably coming down Europe from there. But I can tell you as well, Paco, two things that strike me. Whenever a company adopts cloud ERP or cloud WMS, that changes everything. And very soon, your VARs will need to be offering their mobility solutions as well as their labeling solutions in the cloud. And then the second thing that I notice is new businesses.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily mean startups. I mean young businesses involved in an e-commerce business, for example. They are much more ready to adopt cloud labeling.
Yeah, no, the reason why I mentioned that is because not every country has got the same sensitivity to certain market yeah. facts, no?
Of course.
Like, for example, if we bring this to the ecology, you know, we know mm-hmm. how sensitive are the Nordic countries, for example, on sure. being green or becoming
mm-hmm.
green.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, every country, also in the south, is more and more sensitive, and this offers mm-hmm. more opportunities. But mm-hmm. some countries could be more sensitive to some situations, you know.
Yep.
Talking about being green, if I talk about being green, which is I think we all share the feeling that we all want to be more green, and the companies are more and more requesting green solutions. How is that interacting with the fact of printing? Because printing is it means more paper. Some people is looking at that, and how can we save, you know, paper consumption? How can we be more efficient? How can we be more green? You know, do you have any point on that?
Avoid mislabeling with adopting the cloud, because with the cloud you can really adjust. You can really see how you are using the labels, how many papers, how many consumables are you using, and this is a big step towards reducing the number of consumables and the number of labels. And of course, if you have the right label printed every time for the right product, you will of course save a lot, also a lot of materials.
And Anna, in my experience, labeling has always reduced the amount
exactly
of
packaging.
And also
correct labeling.
And labeling empowers recycling in that it helps the circular economy. So actually, ironically, labeling may well be a tool to find a greater greenness through the supply chain.
Absolutely.
And also regarding cloud printer, now with the new technologies adopted by some printer manufacturers, we also can reduce local IT footprint, because we don't need to have a PC connected to each printer. You can just have the cloud directly printing to a cloud printer. So there's another way to reduce.
And I think that's a fantastic message, because I mean, as I say, you know, a normal or a standard person, you know, would always be thinking that the more prints or the more use you do of a printer, you know, the more no green, if I can say that. Sorry for my English, Paul, but let's say the less green you are.
Yep.
And the message I'm getting from you is exactly the opposite. It's like, no, this is in fact very, very, very green compliant. Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I also want to address, before we finish, you know, another point. It's not so much well known that printers are sometimes the open door for, let's say, the bad hackers of this world, right? Mm-hmm. And we also do in Blue Star some solutions, you know, to try to protect the printers, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think security, when we are talking about the cloud, you know, people get double scared, because they say, okay, the information is going to be in the cloud. I don't know where the cloud is. I can see clouds from the sky, but I don't know where the hell, you know, my information is going to be. So people feel unsafe. Mm-hmm. Is that a barrier that people should be considering, or is there any way to solve that?
I mean, again, this comes back to the legacy printing we talked about, because with the legacy printing, you would have a desktop designer that you would deploy the printing from, and you would have no, you could not oversee what's going on with the printers.
Yeah.
But with the cloud, actually, you can control the printers from any web browser. Yeah. Again, anytime, anywhere.
Correct.
So with this, you can also see the analytics part, how the printers are performing, and it's way, way safer than traditional labeling solutions. And also, of course, the subject of security comes up almost every time we talk about cloud.
I cannot imagine everyone is not simply asking you about what is the effect of that kind of implementation.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul, you have seen also, same as me, we have seen a big evolution also in the printing business, you know, globally. Mm-hmm. And I think security has become much more an issue now than before, you know, probably because, of course, it was not easy 20 years ago or 30 years ago really to access a printer, while now it's just an IP address. So,
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is why we've aligned so closely with Microsoft Azure in one of our cloud solutions and with Amazon AWS with another, simply because these companies have spent millions of dollars ensuring the best security within their cloud environments. That captures, that involves the data, includes the software itself, and of course it includes sending content to the printers themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also controlling who can access the printers.
Correct. As you said, there are different layers.
Yeah, there are
and you can,
layers,
more than ever, you can control all those layers. You can grant access to people. You can see administrators here.
Yeah.
You can see users there. Mm-hmm. So that's, of course, another security level, another security layer on this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I think we've been talking about how cloud printing becomes an opportunity. Let me stress this question again to you. We are working with thousands of customers, of partners.
Yeah.
And some of them are big guys. Mm-hmm. They are used to talk about cloud printing. They are talked to. They are used to talk about these kind of solutions. But when you are talking about cloud printing to a smaller customers, sometimes they have really trouble to see where the opportunity is. But in fact, this is also one of the things that we are stressing to the partners. There is a big opportunity.
Yeah.
This is the moment for you to be part of this opportunity. Mm-hmm. How do you think a small and medium account business could be or should be addressing this opportunity? What should they do?
Mm-hmm. The first thing is to identify an opportunity. So if they see that a company that is printing in various locations, they are having, for example, a part of the employees still wants to continue working from home, they would benefit from the cloud. This is an opportunity. Contact us. We'll talk, because this is the sales approach that we recommend. We work hand in hand with our VARs. We have tons of experience. We know the best practice approach when it comes to each industry, and we can really help with each product we have with our expertise.
Paul,
your
experience?
I'd also say, Paco, something that will surprise you. Don't talk about the cloud.
Hey, Paul, give me a break. I mean, the whole podcast is about the cloud, and now you tell me not to talk about the cloud? I think it's too late, my friend.
Yeah. Talk about it. What I mean is, it's probably better to talk about the benefits that you get rather than worrying about the core technology. So, for example, I think it's really powerful when I'm talking to an end user with a reseller to go, hey, do you value the benefits of being able to share and collaborate when it comes to label design? Do you find it valuable to be able to have multiple people involved in the design and approval process? Because if you do, then this is the solution for you. Or similarly, you can pull on various other benefits of what this brings to you, rather than worrying people about the fact that the data's in the cloud, or how is it all being managed? It's not a problem. All the benefits are clear.
Correct.
Yeah, Anna? And also it's very easy. It's easier now when we talk about cloud to start with a proof of concept, a small proof of concept, because traditionally this would include installing software somewhere on the server. The VAR would have to be there, do all of the configuration. Yeah. But here with cloud, it's done in a number of minutes. We just send an email and we configure the cloud account in a matter of minutes.
It's easy.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that's it. I think that's a message. I thank you very much, by the way. I made a joke about that, but I think you just pointed to the key element on that. Don't talk about the cloud is the best way to sell the cloud. Because, again, no, but it's true, Paul, that some technologies are scaring people, and maybe this is really breaking that they approach this area, and they are not realizing that this is a real opportunity, but it needs to be addressed from the point of view of the opportunity. This is a troubleshooter. This is a trouble-solving kind of technology. You can be more efficient. It's easy. Yeah. It's fast. It's
less resources.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that is the key point. So, I think we have touched all the points that are concerning that. Do you want to say anything else?
I mean, this is the trend. We are now seeing, as Paul said, some markets are embracing the cloud at a faster pace, but this is where we are going. It's already here. It's now just a matter of time before the cloud will be adopted as a first choice when it comes to ERPs, WMS. And also cloud labeling.
I think this is the opportunity for VARs to get ahead, be different, offer something unique, and particularly in this time of supply chain constraints, go into the existing customers and look around for other opportunities to sell software. One solution will cover all the company's printers.
Absolutely. And this is where Lotware can be a great partner. Really, you can advise, you can support, you can guide, you know, the partners into this process, and you can also help them to implement and to take a real profit of this market opportunity. Okay. So, Anna, Paul, thank you very much for your time today. And yeah, thank you for being here in our studio today. Anna, I think we have given some good advice to the people who want to see this podcast. Paul, thank you for being there, available, and I hope to see you very soon.
Again, so
anytime, anywhere. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the invitation. Thank you.